Hey everyone, this is Annabelle Mihangos. Thank you so much for checking out this video. We're still outside. We're still on the hammock. I was thinking about making this episode at a later time, maybe tomorrow, but you know what? We're not going to procrastinate. We're going to get right into it. Today's video is going to be all about another book review. It's going to be about this book right here, The Magic of Thinking Big by Dr. David J. Schwartz. It's a great book. It's actually my second time reading it. I don't know why I didn't make a video about this back in the day because this book was gifted to me by my dad. I don't know if you can see that on January, February, March 22nd, 2016. And I remember I used to make videos and a blog post very frequently. I think it was every single day in 2017. So that's when I really started making a lot of videos for this channel. So I don't know why I didn't make a video about this book back then, but better late than never. Considering how it's my second time reading it, I always encourage people to read books multiple times because that way you absorb the information a lot more. The first time around, you're most likely not going to retain all the information. So, oh well, let's get into it. We're really going to be talking about four different points that Dr. David J. Schwartz mentions. There's multiple chapters. I believe there's 13 chapters where he talks about specific points about how thinking big is important, how you can think big, and how if you're in the process right now thinking small, how can you transition from thinking small over to thinking big? And from all that, I want to highlight four major points. The very first one is about belief. And belief in itself is extremely important. And I know a lot of you who have really dove in deep into the whole idea of personal development, you understand this whole concept about belief. It requires a lot more than just a want to do something. I want to achieve something. That's what I mean by want. If you want something, you're most likely going to pass on an opportunity to really achieve that because your current state is a lot more comfortable than getting out of your comfort zone to reach whatever that goal is or whatever that object, materialistic, whatever idea you're trying to achieve. It has to be stronger than a want, and it has to be not only just desire, but belief in yourself to be able to take the action necessary to achieve that goal, to achieve that dream or whatever it is. Belief in yourself and belief in a process is extremely important in order for you to take initiative and take action, and not only take action, but being able to get past the initial failure, being able to get past repeated failure. In order for you to do that, belief is necessary. Belief in yourself, belief in another person, a mentor to be able to help guide you. Belief is extremely important. Without belief, there's nothing else. I've said it so many times in past episodes, I'm sure, even though I don't really remember exactly what those episodes or videos were about, I'm sure I've said this. Actions are directly results from our mentality, something along those lines. In order for us to really take the appropriate actions to the right actions, our mentality needs to be in the right position, in the right state first. If we don't have the right mindset, our actions are not going to be the right ones either. Even if the action itself are not the right ones, our mindset is going to allow us to get past those initial obstacles, those initial challenges, the initial setbacks, the initial stumbles, and the belief in ourselves and belief in our actions and our ability to take action. That's really what's going to push us through. And in order for us to have that correct mindset, we need to have that belief. The belief is the mindset, and then the action is going to be from the mindset, and then the results are going to be from the action. So it all plays a role with one another. So belief is extremely important. The second thing that I want to talk about is that action itself. And taking action is extremely important. As we all know, without action, there's no movement forward. There's no movement towards our goals. There's no movement towards the dreams that we're trying to have for ourselves, or that we are trying to make a reality for ourselves. So without action, there's nothing. And just like I said, first is belief, first is the mindset, then comes the action. Afterwards comes the goals, right? Realizing the goals, accomplishing the goals, crushing your goals, whatever you want to talk about, action is extremely important. And when it really comes down to fear, which is one of the topics, I guess you could call it, it prevents us from taking those actions because especially if it's something new, it's out of our comfort zone, it's very easy for us to fall back into the comfort zone because we're comfortable there. And getting out of the comfort zone, it's not just uncomfortable. It doesn't necessarily just create anxiety, which it does, but it creates fear. And if we let that fear fester, and if we let that fear start building off of our inability to take action, then it's almost going to become like a fact. It's almost going to become like a belief. And especially if we start making excuses, those excuses are going to turn into beliefs. Especially if we tell ourselves those excuses multiple times, they're going to turn from excuses to beliefs. And if remember, like I said at the very beginning, if we have those beliefs, our actions are going to be direct, I guess you could say, reflection of our beliefs. So if we have fear, if we have excuses as our beliefs, what are our actions going to look like? They're not going to be great. And if our actions are not that great, what will our results be? They won't be that great either. So we need to make sure that we take action. And especially when it comes down to fear, which is another topic that Dr. Schwartz really talks about and he really brings home, is the whole idea of fear is something that it can be overcome. Oftentimes, because of the fear, it may look so big, we let it prevent us from taking action. And ultimately, we let that inability to take action prevent us from reaching our goals, making our dreams a reality, and all that fun stuff. So the way that Dr. Schwartz really breaks it down on how to get past the fear is by taking action, which is kind of counterproductive when you really think about it. But I've heard so many people talk about this, including Dr. Schwartz, say that the actual fear is a lot worse than the action itself. And it's extremely true. I remember back in the day when I started in the solar industry, I would go door knocking. And I was extremely fearful of door knocking. I would find ways to kind of slack off, I guess you can say, to prevent myself from going door knocking. It's just something that I found extremely uncomfortable. I hated it. And I still went out there. I was terrible at first. I couldn't speak. I still remember the very first door that I knocked. I remember the exact door. I knocked on the door. The person answered. It was an older woman. She said, "Hey, how can I help you?" And I started going to my speech, but I was so nervous that I kind of started trailing off and I just couldn't find the words anymore. She asked me how can I help you? And I was stuck. I was frozen. I guess as a nice way to say go away, as a nice way to get rid of me, she asked me if I had a business card and I couldn't get it out. I was frozen. That was it. But come 2 years, 2-3 years, I'm still involved in the solar industry. I haven't gone door knocking very much anymore. But when I do, I almost enjoy it to this point. I look forward to door knocking because it's a new experience. Every single time that I talk to someone new, it's a whole different conversation. It's a new experience that I can have and a new learning ability. So the actual action itself is not as bad as the fear makes it out to be. Our fear is going to be crippling us. It's going to be preventing us from doing the things that we really want to do. And in order for us to really get past that, we need to take that first step. That first step is going to be terrible, especially if you've never done it before. Especially something like content. I know a lot of my friends right now are in the process of creating content. And they have this mentality that they have to get all this fancy equipment. They have to get good lighting. They have to get some kind of cool camera. When in reality, you don't. You don't need any of that stuff. But it's just the idea of taking that first step is, it can be fearful, right? But taking that first step is not going to be that bad, especially if you continuously do repeated action, which is the whole idea. It's not just action once is going to get over fear. It's the idea of repeated action, which is going to help you get over fear. By taking repeated action, your fear is going to become a lot smaller and your desire to reach your goals is going to become a lot stronger. And that's going to help you push past the initial obstacles. I think I kind of lost where we are, whether it's the second or third one that we're going to be talking about. But the next one is all about leadership. And it's something extremely important when it comes down to how we're going to be directly influencing other people. A lot of times people have the idea of being a leader as someone that's in a higher position, maybe in a company, or if they start their own business and they start getting employees, they see themselves in a position as a leader. And that is true. But at the same time, anybody can be a leader. And by that, I mean that people have the innate ability to influence other people. It's just very, very common. It's something that's natural human instinct. You voice your opinion about something, that means that you're going to have influence in some kind of capacity on other people. So when we really think about it, almost anybody can be a leader. But at the same time, not everyone starts developing those leadership qualities. And it's something that's extremely important for you to really look at and to consider when you start going out there and looking for these positions. So I don't remember if I've actually talked about all four or three already, but one of the other points that Dr. Schwartz talks about is the whole idea of leadership, that it's not necessarily exclusive to people in higher positions. It's not necessarily exclusive to people that have the titles of leaders. Pretty much you can start developing leadership qualities and assume the position of a leader in your friend group, in your circle of influence, in the social group that you are in. So In reality, you can become a leader very easily by having influence over a group of people. But once you have that position, or once you assume that position, you also have to assume the responsibilities in becoming a good leader, especially if you are a person in a position that has leadership responsibilities in a company or a sales team or some kind of management or supervisor position. You have the responsibility of developing good leadership qualities and good managerial qualities. And one of the things that Dr. Schwartz really pushes and really focuses on when it comes to being a leader is having the whole mentality of progress. You want to continuously look for ways to become more efficient, to have a really progressive mentality. Not talking about politics, I'm more talking about the whole idea that you're looking for more efficiency, you're looking for ways to improve, you're looking for ways to take more action, get more results. Because when you have this whole mentality of getting more results, becoming better day after day, it's going to directly translate into the improved functionality of the team that you're supervising, you're managing, and leading. One of the things that I know is talked about quite often as well is that, especially if you are a leader or have a position of management or supervisor or whatever it is, the people who you are above, your subordinates, they're going to directly reflect the actions that you're taking. So if you are in a leadership position but you tend to slack off, especially in the eyes of your team, if you slack off, you don't really take things that seriously, they're going to do the same thing as well. So you want to make sure that you have not only the influence over them, but the right level of influence. And especially if you want them to perform, you yourself have to take action towards performance as well. And that directly plays a role with the whole progressive mentality. Look for ways to improve, look for ways to have more results. And if you do that for yourself, your team is also going to look for ways for them to improve as well. It plays a really important role in that relationship between leader and subordinate, or leader and follower, is extremely important. So make sure to develop yourself holistically when it comes to being a leader. Develop yourself holistically when it comes to thinking big, setting the right goals, getting over fear, and taking action, most importantly, over everything else. Action is going to be extremely important in your development, extremely important in all of us reaching our goals and making our dreams into reality. So I don't know if I covered all four. I believe I did. Belief, action, fear, and leadership. Thanks so much for checking out. Again, this was the book, The Magic of Thinking Big by Dr. David J. Schwartz. It's a phenomenal book. I loved reading it the second time, and I most likely will read it again a third time later on this year or next year. So hopefully you'll stick around until then so we can get into some more books, some more videos, some different podcasts, and some more content about personal development. So this next video is going to be more about digital marketing. As I mentioned in the previous episode, I want to start involving a lot more digital marketing into this channel because it's one of my passions. And it is something that I believe a lot of people really need to start focusing their attention on, especially when it's times like this where we're seeing a big shift in a lot of these industries and a lot of these businesses. We need to start adapting to these changes. And one of the best things that we can learn right now to continuously adapt, digital marketing, learning digital skills. So be on the lookout for that as well. Make sure to subscribe to this channel. And until next time, have a fantastic day.